Welcome back to Common Thread and to our Monday morning meditation. We're focusing this summer on self-examination. And the last few weeks, we've been focusing on the question, where does our energy, our focus, where does our emotion go? Does it go to things that we can control or things that we can't? And I really enjoyed reading your posts in the chat group. I like being on this journey together. Well, if you'd like to join that chat group, you can do it on our website under resources, get the app, then join the group. Let's begin today, again, breathing and relaxing. Breathe in, and then out for twice as long as we breathe in. We slow our bodies and slow our minds. Come to a restful posture, receptive. Breathe in slowly, then out for twice as long, relaxing our bodies as we do. Take a few moments and let's breathe together that way. I really appreciated Carrie's story in the chat group this week, a long-awaited, much-needed vacation, and then son gets sick. Can't really control that. We can control, however, our mindset, can control a creative, adaptive response, how to approach vacation now in this reality. Well, that's what we've been seeing together. We can control our interior worlds. We can't control people very well. We can't control circumstances very well. We sure try, spend lots of energy, especially negative energy, trying or resenting when we can't. But that doesn't change things as much as it stresses us. But what we can control is our own response to people, our own response to circumstances. So today, a little deeper dive into responses that we can control. So again, breathing in slowly. Out more slowly, and again. Allow to come to mind a recent outcome that you did not want, a person or a circumstance that you wanted to change. One of those areas we've been imagining that when you reflect on it, you realize you really can't change. Those things happen all the time. See if one will come to mind now. Take a moment. And if you need to pause the recording, go ahead. Because today what we're going to do is examine that situation from several different perspectives. Because what we learn in this situation, we can apply kind of across the board. So if you need to take another moment to allow a person or situation come to mind that you want to change but realize you can't, go ahead and pause, take a moment. And now, stand outside that moment and examine it for a moment. Examine your response to it. Were you patient? Were you impatient? Again, our responses to circumstances, that's something that we can control. Imagining your situation, were you flexible or inflexible? Quick to adapt, slow to adapt. Maybe pause, take a moment, and examine your response to the situation. Where you may be stuck in some judgment that you'd made about the person or about the outcome. Stuck in your attachment to what should be. Or were you able to accept that what really was, was? Take a moment. And now let's use our imagination for a moment. What would I be doing if I could be a little less stuck, a little less judging of what should be, a little more open to what really is? What would I be doing if I was a little more curious about how I could respond and a little less worked up? Maybe a little more peaceful, maybe more my virtue self, my wisdom self. Take a moment and imagine, what would I be doing in that situation? Take a moment. Remember, take a moment and imagine. In your situation, are you clutching tight, or are you able to let go and adapt? Are you resisting, or are you responsive? Are you open, or are you closed? Assessing your situation, what's your posture? What's your response? And again, pause the recording if you need some more time to reflect on who you were and how you might be in that situation. One of those situations that we cannot change provides an opportunity to explore our own growth in the moment. So imagine for a moment, reflecting on your situation, was there a way that you might, in this situation, become wiser? A stuck point that you might be able to move beyond? If you were to pause and stand back and think about it a moment, was there a way that you could have been or could be going forward more creative? Maybe a skill that would help you, should you pick that skill up? Take a moment. And again, pausing if you need more time, but now imagine yourself in that situation learning. Maybe you'd learn to let go of worry, or maybe you'd learn to react less, to be more curious or creative. Imagine someone that you might talk to, maybe someone further along the journey, where you could gather ideas of ways that you could see differently or respond differently or react more creatively. I'll often Google something and look for articles on what other people are doing as a way to stimulate my own creativity. Taking a moment with that situation in mind and imagine your own growth, your own response to the difficulty. An indwelling divine, may the situations that we cannot control, may they become for us opportunities for growth and transformation. Amen. Keep thinking about this as you go through the days. And let's keep growing together this week. Let's maybe be asking that question, where could I be growing in my challenging moments? I'll see you in the chat group.